Stand by. Your Steve Jones Show audio is loading now. SteveJonesShow.com podcasts are sponsored by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
It's the Friday edition of the Steve Jones Show. Bridge Supermarket, Reagan Street in Sunbury. The place you want to stop on the way home this weekend. Before the weekend actually officially gets underway. Online at SteveJonesShow.com. Again, that's SteveJonesShow.com. Click on podcast. And if you have an iPhone or Android phone, you can go online and get to all of those archives from life, that program too. The latest poll, will you watch the British question? Was polled here today, and our unofficial poll said, yes, we will watch the British Open. I was one of those that did say yes. And what a round by Brant Snedeker. He had a beauty today, now leads with a 6-under a day today, and 10-under for the tournament. And it was another one of those days, as we talked about yesterday at the British Open, where the weather really wasn't a ton of a factor. The Tennessean, Brant Snedeker, now leading the way. The 31-year-old had a 6-under 64, a bogey-free round. That's another bogey-free round. Tied in with Nick Faldo for the lowest 36-hole score in Open history. Faldo posted a 130 total in Murrayfield in 1992 on his way to winning the last of his three British titles. Snedeker matched him with a 10-under showing in his first 2 days. He can only hope that come Sunday he'll be in the same position Faldo was a couple of decades ago with the claret jug in his hand. His assault on the fairways just continued, and that's been the big key. If you can land in the fairway in the British Open, you've got a really good shot at birdie after birdie after birdie. And he had 4 on the front side to make the turn with a 4-under 30 and then rolled in a 25-footer for another birdie at the par 5 11th. Then put his tee shot in the middle of the green in the par 3 12th and then sank that putt for the 6th birdie of the round. He's got 10 of those over the first 2 days. And just as important, he has yet to make a bogey. That's the latest from the British Open. Tiger Woods, another good day, a 3-under day, matches his 3-under from yesterday, makes him 6-under for the tournament. He is now in 3rd place. Scott, who had the lead early on, fired a 3-under as well. He's now 9-under for the tournament and in 2nd place. So it's Snedeker, Scott, Woods, followed by Duffner, Kuchar, Lowry, and McDowell, along with Olsen. And again, 10-under at the British Open. It really tells you how that course has played in the first couple of days. And Tiger Woods, who had yet to have a birdie on the back nine, got one today midway through the back nine, so finally got a chance to go to birdie, or get a birdie on the back nine, and again, now 3-under for the day, minus 6 for the entire tournament. One of the big topics yesterday was the chairman of the Big Ten getting the opportunity to fire coaches in an emergency situation. Well, Jim Delaney's efforts to become the supreme dictator of the conference, that's my term, that is now gone away. And the support committee of the university presidents and the committee itself said, no, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen at all. And rightly so. It was, as Steve mentioned moments ago, or a day ago, one of those things that they were discussing, but it did not take long for it to get shot down. And
hello.
Steve, now in the Sunbury Motors studio with us.
What got shot down?
The Big Ten ultimate power commissioner.
Oh, look, all they were doing was floating ideas. That's
it
all.
Sunk.
I mean, well, it should have sunk.
A source said the 18-page plan prompted by problems, obviously, at Penn State being circulated among Big Ten leaders just did not get any positive response.
Well, no, it shouldn't get any positive response because, again, and by the way, it's all they were doing is brainstorming ideas, okay? So let's at least be fair to them. They weren't saying, hey, we have, it was just like, hey, let's float an idea. So they floated an idea, and that's fine. And You know, I mean, so they floated an idea. And it's not the right way to go because it doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't make any sense. Again, the entity that hires and fires is the one that pays, not some outside entity. It would be the equivalent of, in the real world, of suddenly out of nowhere, we're paying a tax to the UN. Like, what? And the UN can come in and tell, I'm sorry, you can't have these people working for you.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. This gentleman cannot be president. You're going to have to elect somebody else.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You can't put a mall here. The UN said you can't.
Really? That's a great analogy, though. I like that.
I mean, really. The UN says you can't build the mall here. Really? Well, guess what? You can't have your building in New York here, and we're not paying for you anymore. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Have a good one. And take your merry band with you. All right. 1-800-795-9565. Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket. Reagan Street and Sunbury are sponsored today. Beautiful Sunbury Motors Studios. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 1115 in Hummel's Wharf.
You know, while you're at Brewers Outlet, pick up some pickles and olives. They have some really great flavored pickles there. I love Listen, I love food.
Tell.
Let's be quite frank.
We know.
But you name it, there's a pickle there in a brine that they've been working on. Olives are the same way. They do olives in different brines, too. So it's a great snack while you're watching a game.
Olives.
Oh, yeah. I didn't say it was the healthiest snack in the world. I said it's a great snack while you're watching the game. Hello?
Olives. Okay.
Anybody
so,
home?
I mean, green, green, black, what do you like?
Yes. Yes. Green, black, doesn't really matter. Just remember the pit's still inside. You're astounded. You know what? I'm going to get you
Wouldn't
a whole
you
container
be?
Of olives now so you can experience the way I have.
I didn't know this was like a martini thing.
I don't know. You don't need the martini. Just I take the olive straight.
You do, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Really? I see. Wow. Huh. Olives, huh? So you want to go over and get, I mean, you get them by the jug?
No, they put them in containers like quart containers or half-gallon type. I think they're by the pound, actually, because one's a one-pound container, then they have a two-pound container, and then they have the Kevin Herr container, which is pretty much everything, including the brine, sitting in at the sales station there.
Really?
That's the Kevin Herr size. So when you go in, ask for my size.
Ask for your size?
Yeah. I mean, there'll be a lot in there.
I see. I guess we know what to get you for the holidays. It makes things easier, and I wouldn't mind going to the beverage supermarket myself.
There you go.
Yeah. Well done. How about that? Well, we learned a lot more today, and people tuning out in droves as they did. Now,
can you help me open this can of olives?
Yeah. My goodness. All the serious stuff in the world and I know Dan Patrick reported that his incredible sources, which I think includes, I don't know, who knows?
Bonnie Bernstein.
Yeah. Bonnie Bernstein?
That was one of the sources, yeah.
Wonderful. Is she even here?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Good question.
I don't really care if she's here or not.
Well, again, this was all sparked from Twitter and people tweeting things, and we know, you know, you've said how you're always concerned about that, and this was a good example.
There are a lot of rumors going around. What's true and what isn't, I have no idea. But there's a lot of rumors going around. I think it's time that we start to figure out, in the end, what positive approaches can be taken in all of this, you know, instead of every time we turn around, there is a negative answer to all of this. I think that's fair. I don't think you're going to be able to move forward unless you use certain elements as positive agents of change. And obviously we're waiting to hear, and Dr. Dave Joyner has been working feverishly, and I mean every waking second, on Penn State's response, which I believe is going to be delivered next week to the NCAA.
Well, here's what the Associated Press has been reporting. And I will give the Associated Press credit. Usually they do not run with anything until they have definite confirmation on things. And they say that that Penn State's president is methodically seeking input from trustees, alumni, and other constituencies about the fate of the statue, the monument becoming a lightning rod because of everything that's been going on, and a decision from President Rodney Erickson is expected next week.
But to the NCAA.
This is referring to the statue. Is referring to the statue. But you were talking about
The statue is one thing. The NCAA to me is a far more.
That's a little bit bigger concern.
Yeah, I mean that's a far greater. I'll tell you right now. There has to be a line in the sand at some point. There has to be. I'm sorry. At some point, there has to be a line in the sand. And when you look at, okay, number one, every single person here, when they've had an ability to talk about what's going on, and this individual right here included, all right? We've always talked about the victims. And it hasn't been idle chat. All right? Hasn't been idle chat. It's been honest from the heart. From the heart of a father, from the heart of a grandfather. You are a father as well, Kevin.
Yes.
Okay? All right? You, umpire Little League, you coach Little League.
I've been involved in youth activities and sports for 20-some years.
All over the place, okay? And there have been people in this community, people in the Susquehanna Valley that have dedicated themselves either as parents or as volunteers to making the lives of youth better over and over and over. The convicted individual, Jerry Sandusky, has been convicted of his crimes. He had 52 counts, 4 were thrown out, 3 were not guilty, 45 were guilty. He is awaiting sentencing, which will be in about 50 to 60 days. But he's in jail. So justice in the end. And the victims went through hell when it happened, and they went through hell when they had to testify. And the credit and the guts that none of us can imagine that it took to stand up there and talk about this is unimaginable. The person, the singular person that was alleged to have carried it out and then convicted by a jury of carrying it out, is in jail. 4 other individuals talked about in the free report either lost their jobs right away or were put on leave of retirement right away. Now, 2 of them still have trials coming up, thus we have to talk about their alleged role. You still have to talk about their alleged role in this. I know what the free report said, but this is still a legal case. And no charges were brought against Joe, by the way, in this. And Graham Spanier has not had charges against him, but Joe and Graham were both fired immediately before the NCAA told them to do it. And then Tim and Gary have their preliminary hearing August 16th and their trial. Thus, the word alleged still has to be used because they have to go to trial. They still have their day in court. The free report was then commissioned by Penn State. They paid over seven figures for it. And they did an exhaustive and went through an exhaustive process. Dr. Free himself, at the beginning of his press conference, said there were certain individuals they could not talk to along the way. Obviously, and he said openly that Joe, it was his understanding, would cooperate fully, but because of his health, advanced illness, and then subsequent death on January 22nd, they couldn't. And then, of course, Tim Curley and Gary Schultz were not going to, you know, their attorneys were not going to allow them to testify to the Free Commission because they still had their own trials coming up. So Dr. Free even admits that they could not get that perspective to then answer certain questions along the way. But Joe was still fired. Grant Spanier was still fired. Tim Curley placed on leave. Gary Schultz into retirement. We do know that the victims in this case have gone through unimaginable things, had to testify in an unimaginable way, which had to be horrifying in its own right to, you know, to face jury in court and tell their stories. Based on the evidence and based on what the jury decided, justice was meted out there. Now, we all know about the monetary part of it, which is the next step. But at some point, there has to be a line drawn in the sand because two wrongs do not make a right along the way. And a horrific wrong has taken place. The legal system is taking care of that. The next part is the monetary part of it. How that is worked out, we'll find out. But there are a lot of people in this beautiful community that are dedicated to children, have their lives and their children to raise, have their jobs to help raise their families and their children, and in part of their livelihood depends on a university, in part. It depends on the business sometimes brought in on weekends so that they can put food on their tables, take care of their children, take care of their household and their families to make the lives of their children as productive as possible. You have a brand new football coach and a completely new staff that have zero to do with any of this. You have football players that have zero to do with this. You have a new athletic director who had zero to do with this. You have a new university president with zero to do with this. People across the university spectrum. People who run hotels and restaurants here in various businesses. They're allowed, by the way, to live their lives and should be allowed to be productive. That had nothing to do with any of this. Again, a line. Now, may there be sanctions? There might be. But death penalty? There has to be a line drawn. There has to be. Because, again, it went to the courts. A form of justice was meted out. Then there'll be another form, we think, the way it'll work out monetarily. I mean, there'll never, you know, is there enough? Of course, you know, we know you can't put a number on it. Just depends on what everybody works out. You can't just sit there, well, hey, this is worth it. Okay. But then at that point, a line has to be drawn saying, look, this football program, this athletic department, this university in this town could all be positive agents of awareness and change. You give them a chance, you give us a chance, and you'll see it. Today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
Yes.
Home of olives. We'll come back with more on the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK after this.
Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury has all your summer partying needs. They have beer, they have snacks, they have soda, they have water. And did I mention they have beer? Brewers Outlet has a huge selection of imports and microbrews, some incredible deals, and they're a great beverage shoppable store. Fresh roasted peanuts daily, and check this out, a new Help Yourself Pickle Bar. Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket Sunbury, wants you to enjoy the summer, and don't forget the beer.
Welcome back. To the bottom of the hour we go. Sarah Bartlett and the news. It's a big day today in the studio. Kevin has his son Daniel with him.
Because
no
we're going to practice. Yeah, we're going to see the cutters tonight and the spikes.
Yeah, we'll see about this.
I picked the only day it rains the entire summer to go to a baseball game.
It rained here last night, Kev.
Yeah, I heard about that.
It rained here last night. But got the game started at 7:50. 2 hours and 6 minutes later, it was raining and the game ended. Sarah Bartlett and the news. Are you bringing Sarah with you?
No, Sarah's actually on vacation. I believe Mark Lawrence is going to be sitting in the booth right about now.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Welcome. Great to have you with us. Kevin's alongside and on board, and then he's bagging us for a week.
See ya. Wouldn't want to be you.
Yeah, I'm going to Connecticut and Massachusetts for baseball, yet I'm still doing the show.
Well, you're just Mr. Dedication, aren't you?
Somebody has to be in this outfit. That's why I laughed a couple weeks ago when the, I guess it was a week ago, when I'm not going to give his last name, it's not fair, but he said, you're filibustering and you're not answering the hard questions. I sat there and thought, let's see now. I've taken no days off. I'm here every day. I have a toll-free number. I have a Facebook thing. I have an email thing. I have a Twitter thing. We read them all in the air. Let's see. I've attended every single speaking engagement I'm supposed to. Haven't said no to one. And I'm at the ballpark every night. I'm about as accessible as you can get. I'm taking any vacation days.
That's true. That's true. And if you want to ask him the tough question, now's the time. 1-800-795-9565 is the number to dial up. Also see us on Facebook, Steve Jones Show. And you can email Steve Jones at WKOK.com.
Yep. So, absolutely. And hey, essentially, for you fans out there, it's your show. You can steer the conversation wherever you wish. Red Sox scout was here last night.
Do you know who they were scouting?
Well, you know, it goes twofold. I mean, because, you know, every scout that comes up to me, and by the way, he listened to the show yesterday. Driving in.
Oh, that was.
He was driving in. I understand. Hey, he listened to the show all the way out. He says the most minor league baseball talk I've ever heard. It was great. seriously. I mean, no, it was different
probably
for him.
Right.
He says I hung all the way into state college listening to the show, which was nice. But he asked about Clay Holmes and he asked about Luis Heredia, the two young pitchers for state college. But you know what? Shane Victorino's available. Jimmy Rollins might be available. I have to wonder if he was taking a long look at some of the cross-cutter prospects at Williamsport. I mean, that's a distinct possibility that he may have been doing that, besides just looking at. But I'm not sure what the Pirates have to give and who the Red Sox would be looking at in a trade to get. Well, I mean, that's what you have to wonder. Shirley in Sunbury is with us at 1-800-795-9565 on the Lenape Solar Hotline. Shirley, thank you for your patience. It's great to have you on the show.
Okay.
My question is, if they intend to tear down Joe Paterno's statue, are they also then going to turn down the library and all those books that's in that library that Joe and Sue have put in there? It is very disgusting. I am so upset about this whole thing. I am so upset that you just have no idea. It is constantly on the news. They have. There was one person that did that deed up there, and he's sitting in jail. Joe Paterno is not here to defend himself. I don't see how anybody, and also, I'd like to ask all these people that are bad-mouthing Joe Paterno, have they never made a mistake in their lifetime? Are they all saints out there that is putting him down? I just think it's terrible. I just can't get over it. I think it's the worst thing that they could ever do. And those boys that's up there protecting that statue right now, I read in the paper that there's students have put up a tent and is protecting his statue. I would love to ride from here up there to see that they got food and they could watch over that 24 hours a day or 48 hours. It's just terrible. I think it's the worst thing that they could ever do if they do that.
Go ahead. Sorry.
That's just my thoughts of the whole thing. And another thing I would like to know, they didn't give any of those boys their names that they were to be abused. I would like to know, in what way was their lives ruined? Are they're now all adult men. Are they employed? Are they seeing psychiatrists every day? You know, that's another thing. Has their lives been harmed that bad that they have to have such a vendetta against Joe Paterno?
Well, surely.
I mean, that's just my whole thought. I'm so sorry because it just has me so upset.
Shirley, can I address the last part? All right. The last part of it, though, I would like to address. Child abuse is horrific.
Yes, it is.
Child abuse is scarring. And child abuse.
I agree with that, but Joe Paterno did not abuse those boys.
No,
he did not. All those football players that went up there to Penn State, you asked any one of them, he made men out of those boys. And you read that also in the paper, just the one that has just been hired now over at Susquehanna University. He said he would be proud to wear his Penn State shirt or whatever, because Joe has made a man out of him. Nobody ever talks about the good things that man did. They're all just down on him and just down on him, and he's not here to defend himself.
Well, he certainly is not, and Dr. Free even recognized that when he said the report. He said, look, I know he was going to fully cooperate. It was our understanding he would, and he just never had a chance to sit down and talk with him. So that part's incomplete, and I think that, you know, now Penn State's had to make its, it will be making its response to the NCAA next week, it looks like. And then after that, we'll find out what they want to do. But you've certainly had an opportunity to air out yours very strong feeling, Shirley, and we appreciate that very much.
Well, I thank you for listening to me because it really, really has me upset that you have no idea. Because I am a Penn State fan 100%. I will wear my Penn State sweatshirt proudly, and I don't care what anybody else says. They can down them all they want to, but I'm even going to get a flag to fly out in front of my house, a Penn State flag. You better believe it, because I'm just upset about this whole business. And like I said, all those people that are down in Joe Paterno, they must all be saints that never made a mistake in their lifetime. And thank you for listening to me.
Shirley, thank you very much for your call. We appreciate it. 1-800-795-9565 is our number. 1-800-795-9565 is our number. And, it's very emotional.
Yeah.
It's very, very emotional.
Either side is passionate in this discussion.
But I also think that there's still one thing I will say, and I think in fairness has to be said, is that there are unanswered questions and blanks that haven't been filled in yet. On that part of it, I don't think there are any blanks that need to be filled in the fact that Jerry's in jail. And they went through a trial and ran one witness after another up there. And we heard in the guts it took to discuss the horrific situation they were in. Okay. And Jerry's in jail. 45 guilty counts, 3 not guilties, and 4 counts thrown out of the 52. But the other part of it, and the free report went as far as they possibly could, because they, as Dr. Free admitted at the beginning of the press conference, there are certain people he could not or did not get a chance to talk to, or his investigators did not get a chance to talk to. And he prefaced the report by saying that. That means that their responses, for example, are part of, I mean, that's why it's not, they went as far as they could and were as complete as they could be. But, you know, he admitted at the beginning it can't be complete until they get, you know, what's the context of this and what does this mean? And that's something we won't find out maybe until the trials of Tim Curley and Gary Schultz, where maybe some of those blanks are filled in, and maybe the blanks are filled in such a way that confirms completely everything that we've read, or maybe their blanks are filled in such a way that make you sit back and go, okay, well, no, wait a minute. So we'll have to see. But in the meantime, Penn State has to deal with the fact that they have to make a response to the NCAA. They're in the process of doing that now. Dr. Dave Joyner has just absolutely thrown his heart and soul into this response. And it's easy to take shot. You know, it's easy to take shots at people in the position of leadership. But, you know, until you walk, a few steps in their shoes, all right, and Dave Joyner is really, really working hard on the response with the NCAA. Because he believes deeply in what football can do. He believes deeply in what athletics can do. He believes deeply in what the university can do, and all of them being agents for positive areas of change that will make everyone aware to do everything we can to prevent anything like this ever happening again, regardless of the organization. And he believes in all that, and he is fighting very hard to make sure that the NCAA understands the response, how Penn State feels about this, and that no NCAA rules were violated along the way. Also, the Big Ten part of it. The Big Ten, as I said yesterday, and they were just floating ideas. Right, and that's the important part. Sometimes your brain storms. Well, we're looking at this, this, and this, and all of a sudden, you know, and of course, one catches the eye of everybody. Well, the commissioner would have the right to hire and fire people. And today, of course, they said, no, off the table. Has to be off the table. The only entity that can hire or fire is the entity that pays your salary. Now, when you're involved in a sports league, for example, or a sports conference in this case, the commissioner has the right to fine and suspend. And justifiably, because there has to be a sanctioning body. Thus, for example, if Coach Bill Anderson of Minnesota goes out and trashes the officials, he's subject to a $10,000 fine. That's from the commissioner. A commissioner can suspend. Mike Slive is the commissioner of the Southeastern Conference, suspended Bruce Pearl for 8 SEC games 2 years ago. That was not an NCAA suspension. That was an SEC suspension. If you notice, the NCAA never did anything to Tennessee after that. The SEC took that action. So in other words, so the commissioner has the right to levy fines against individuals. The commissioner has the right to levy fines, or excuse me, to suspend individuals. And, you know, take, for example, William Golston, the player for Michigan State. He was suspended for 1 game last year. That was done so by the Big Ten. Now, the Big Ten did not get involved at all and was incredibly quiet in the Ohio State situation. They let the NCAA handle that. So, I know they want to make sure they're diligent about this. At the same time, they want to appear that they're doing something. But a lot of things have been done already here. You have a new university president, a new athletic director, a new football coach, a new football coaching staff, right? An understanding about how it all needs to work in the future here. That's already been done, and an internal investigation, which the university certainly paid a lot of money for, and with the evidence they have presented to them, and you know, and obviously, and with them admitting they couldn't talk to everybody, put together as comprehensive a report as they possibly could with 119 recommendations on it. So those are all things that have been done by Penn State without being told by the NCAA, without being told by the Big Ten, that they've done on their own. So now we wait. 1-800-795-9565. Shirley, thanks for your call. Appreciate it very much. Kevin Herr is 1 hour and 10 minutes away from vacation, and we'll find out next week if it's just the final hour and 10 minutes of his tenure on the show. I mean, guy, you go out a lot.
Just please don't say career.
I mean, you leave this show an awful lot.
It's summertime.
It's the third time you've been out.
Well, see, this will be the last time now till next March.
How many days have I been out?
I don't know. Don't worry about Steve Jones. I have enough trouble trying to keep track of me.
How many days have I been out? Seven?
Seven.
Which seven?
Well, it's hard to tell because sometimes I think you're just plain out of it. thank you.
I missed Memorial Day and the 4th of July.
you might have been here, but sometimes I wonder. No.
Don't forget, next week, our new co-host. We'll come back with more in a moment. Today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet. It is the weekend, and I feel right now I need the beverage supermarket more than ever. Reagan Street and Sunbury as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When you buy anything, isn't it best to see people who've been around for a long time, satisfying customers just like you all the time? Makes sense, doesn't it? So when you're in the market for a quality new or pre-owned vehicle, the only place to go is Sunbury Motors. They've been since 1915, partnering up folks just like you with boots through the sale kit. If you like selection, there's better than Sunbury Motors. Ford Sundays, Sunbury Motors sells them all. Their finance teams are unmatched. They'll be glad to help you secure the affordable option you want on any new or pre-owned vehicle you find on their lots. See the people who've been in business since 1915. Sunbury Motors Ford, Lincoln Mercury, and Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com.
Because you had a bad day, you take a one down.
Phil had two bad days. He ended up at 11 over par, but Brant Snedeker, who has never made the cut at the Open before, is the leader at 10 under par. He shot a 64 today. It's a par 70 course, so he is at 130, 10 under par through 36 holes. Adam Scott, the first-round leader, shot a nice tidy 67 today to go with his 64 yesterday. He's at 9 under, and after holing out from the bunker on 18, for a birdie, Tiger Woods, back-to-back 67s. He's at 6 under par and is 4 shots back. Phil is
gone.
And
you know, Tiger's really never, happy about
but
that.
But he has rarely performed well in the British Open. You have to be able to hit the ball low there to do it. He hits a very high ball. He has never been able to do well at the British Open.
Tiger has to be happy about this because, you know, of all the people in the tournament from the United States, Phil Mickelson probably would be the one that would overshadow Tiger if he was on the leaderboard.
Well, he wouldn't overshadow him. It's still Tiger Woods. Nothing overshadows Tiger Woods. And that's what it's interesting because, you know, my biggest complaint about coverage of Tiger Woods is not that he's the most dynamic player or that he is the most recognized player or he's the one that draws eyeballs to TV sets. My biggest complaint about the coverage of him is that when he does not win, he still gets the majority of the highlights. And I think that's wrong. I don't mind showing highlights because he is the most recognizable player and the one that drives eyeballs to TV sets. But when you have, say, 9 highlights and 3 are of the winner and 6 are of his round, when it should be 6 and 3 the other way around, I find that to be absolutely absurd.
It's Tiger on the twos.
And again, that's not Tiger. It's not him. He didn't do it. It's the people who make these ridiculous judgments in newsrooms. It goes back to that story I told you about Bob Prince, Warner Wolf, Bob Uecker. We want to feature Mark Fidrich. Nobody knows who Mark Fidrich is. We're featuring Ken Holtzman. What? He's won World Series games, and he's pitching for the Yankees. That's who we're featuring. Producer made that decision. Producer's a dope. In 1976, the story and phenomena was Mark the Bird Fidrich. You have to have a feel for what is right. And you can't get yourself into a simplistic, and that's simplistic thinking. You know, to put highlights of Tiger Woods on the show, yes, it's a must because people want to see him. But to have him, for example, today there should be more shots of Brant Snedeker because he had the round. Next, you show shots of Adam Scott. Then you show Tiger Woods. That's fine. But Snedeker should have more shots of his round on there than Tiger's round. He shot the 64. He hasn't had a bogey in the entire tournament. He's winning. I'd like to see why. I saw for myself why. I was watching on the computer this morning. So.
ESPN.com had a... had their video of it going on too, and they extended the time that they were going to be on the air because Tiger hadn't finished yet.
Well, that's fine though, but that's fine.
Well, I just thought it was funny.
Why?
I mean, you didn't plan ahead earlier to realize that Tiger wasn't going to, you know, that Tiger was going to tee off late?
No, but the reason they had to extend it was because of the slow pace of play of the Open. And there were a lot of complaints about the slow pace of play. That's why they had to extend it.
See, I hadn't heard that part of it yet, so that explains a lot.
Right. The slow pace of play has been a problem. Some guys were playing in 5.5 hours.
I don't even play that long, and I hit a lot more shots than they do.
Right. And it just there was a slow pace, and even though the guys were teeing off on time, they were bogged down a lot. There's a lot of waiting today. And Shirley may have mentioned, I think, in her phone call about the Penn Stater that's down at Susquehanna. That's Alan Zamitis. AZ's the new defensive backfield coach down there. One of the 2005 captains.
Steve Briggs got a good one there.
Yeah. No, he'll be terrific for him. Went through a lot of bad stuff himself. He had that terrible car accident that he had to come back from. All right, second hour of the show coming up. 1-800-795-9565. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.